Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
We're learning Masechtas Nida Daf Yud Beis. We're going to do the sugya of Bedikas Kaidim Anachat Tashmish. The sugya starts on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph and Medes, and goes throughout Daf Yud Beis. And I want to learn the sugya in a more kloliyistika eifin, going through the sugya and the different shittas rishonim in the sugya, and then we'll get to some of the protei hadvarim in the sugya. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph and Medes is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing the din bedika that Chazal mechayiv the nashim to do. That a isha that's a sukkah b'taris, a woman that is going to touch Truma and Kachim, and there's a chash, maybe she'll be a Nida, and we won't know that she's a Nida, because Chazal will matzriach her to be Baidik, Shachris and Arvis, in the morning and the night, and the Mishnah says, even the Noshim that we say, Daya Shaita, even the Noshim that we say, they're not Mugzik Bedam, they're Musalekas Midam, it's not likely they're going to have a Riyah. So much so that they do have a Riyah, we don't go back to Lamafreyam, but still, the din is yes, the Vedic we discussed in the previous shef, it means all the nashim of Dayashaita, Rashi says, Dafke Isha Sheish Lavesis. Some Rishainim hold it applies to Basula and Zakena, but not to Mabaris and Minika. Taisus holds it applies to all of them, but either way, there's a din bedika they have to do, and it says, Pamayim Tzrich Elias Bedekis, that they Vedic twice, Shachar Zubayna Shmashis, Ubashor Shiveris Lashamish Besa. They have to do a bedika kaidim tashmish amita. That's what the Mishnah says. And the Gemara brings three different memes of Shmuel on the topic. The first one is Omer Avudam Shmuel loy shanu el letayris, which the Gemara changes to loy shanu ella beisha asuka betayris, the miga de boy bedika letayris boy nam bedika lebailam, avl eina asuka betayris le boy bedika. That this din, that she has to be Baidekes before Tasha Shamita, is dafka by Isha, which is a Sukkah B'Taris. So she anyway has to do Bedikas for Taris, so Chazal matzach her another Bedika Labaila. But an Isha which is not a Sukkah B'Taris, an Isha that never touches Truma or Kachim, there's never a chash that she might be Metame Taris. So such an Isha does not have to be Baidekes for her husband. And the Gemara says, what's a Chiddush? There's a Mishnah, the Mishnah later, in the second paragraph, after Zvav and Aleph says, Kol Anoshim Becheskes Tara Lebalein, that every woman is Becheskes Tara. She doesn't need a Bedika, she's Becheskes Tara. The husband could always assume that she's Tara. So the Gemara says, but that might only apply to a Isha Sheyesh Levesis, an Isha that has a set time when she has a Riyah. So such an Isha, it's not the time that she should have a Riyah. She has a set time, she has a Vesis. So you can assume that she didn't have a Riyah, Lebailah. She has no set time. We have no idea when she's going to have the Riyah. So maybe she doesn't have the Cheskes Tara. And she's Mechievis to be Baidik every time before she's Meshamish. Kamash Mulan Shmuel, that she's not Mechievis to be Baidik. That's the first Gemara here on Daf Yud Aleph from the base. Now the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis now brings the other main Rav Shmuel, which the Gemara here also brings, to ask Akasha, why did Shmuel say it twice? But there, it says, Amar Rab Zeir, Amar Rab Arba, Yimei Amar Shmuel, Isha Shein Levesis Asura L'Shamash Atcha Tifdek. There it says that a woman that has no Vesis doesn't have the Cheskes Tara. She can't be Meshamish until she's Baidik. So Rab Zeir asked Rab Arba, Yimei, what do you mean? Ein Levesis Boi Bedika Yesh Levesis Loi Boi Bedika. That's true even by Isha Shein Yesh Levesis, she needs Bedika. So he told him this is a chilek. If she has a vesis, then if she's awake, she needs a bedika, but if she's sleeping, she does not. And Rashi explains two reasons. Either the pshat is because when she's awake, so it's possible for her to be Vedic. So why not? She should be Vedic just to make sure. But if she's sleeping, it's very difficult for her to wake up and be Vedic. So male, they weren't matzah her. And the second reason is that since the Bedika by Nisha Sheyesh Leveses is only because she's a Sukkah B'tares, otherwise we say Kalanasha Mecheskes Tara Lebalein, so therefore, when she's awake, so she's considered an Asuka B'tares, because potentially she could be a Sukkah B'tares. So she's considered a Sukkah B'tares and she needs a Bedika Lebaila. Mashengen, if she's sleeping, she's not in a state where she could be a Sukkah B'tares. She's not considered an Asuka B'tares, even though other times she is a Sukkah B'tares. But when she's sleeping, she's not called a Sukkah B'tares, she needs no Bedika. But that's only by Isha Sheyesh Leveses. And Isha Sheyesh Leveses would need a Bedika even by Yeshena. So Rava asked him, why didn't you tell him something else? Why didn't you tell him, very simple, that an Isha Sheyesh Leveses only needs Bedika by Sukkah B'tares? That we know. We have a Mishnah called Kolanosha Mecheskes Tara Levalein. We have our Mishnah that says that she needs to be Bedik Shachris and Arvis Ubashar Sheheveris Hashamish is Besa. And that's even by Isha Sheyesh Leveses. That's the Mishnah Afapi Shaomru Daya Shaita Tzrich Elias Bedekes. So even the Isha Sheyesh Leveses, which is Daya Shaita, has to be Bedekes. So very simple. A Isha Sheyesh Leveses has to be Bedek. That's clear from our Mishnah. By Asuka B'tiris, and it's clear from the Mishnah after as well. By Eina Asuka B'tiris, the Isha Sheyesh Leveses Al Kapanim does not have to be Bedek. But a Isha Sheyesh Leveses, maybe Shmuel's telling you, that a Isha Sheyesh Leveses has to be Bedek, even if she's not Asuka B'tiris. Stam! Every Isha Sheyesh Leveses, we don't know, maybe she had a Riyah, how do you know she didn't? She has to be Vedic. So Rava said that Vaisdais, if he didn't answer this question, Vaisdais Shmuel holds that even a Isha Sheyesh Leveses, as long as she's not a Sukkah B'tara, she does not need a Bedika, Kol Lebaila Leboya Bedika. So the Gemara, he asks on Daf Yud Aleph of Beis, why do we need two members of Shmuel? Why do we need this Rav Yehuda of Shmuel that says that by Isha Sheyesh Asuka B'tara, she doesn't need Bedika? And that Memra of Shmuel, which says that also Kol Lebaila Leboya Bedika, and the Gemara says Chod Mechal Chaverte Idmar, one was said Mechal the other one. Shall Mishainim exactly what it means? Some Mishainim learn it means that really Shmuel didn't say clearly what he meant. Isha Sheyesh Leveses has to be Bedik. He didn't say clearly. Reb Zeira and Reb Yehuda Abba, you see from their discussion that we're only talking about Asuka B'tiris. But how did they know it? They knew it from this Rev Yehuda. That's how some Rishenim learn. That's how Taisus learns. But our Rishenim have learned differently. But the two Meimers of Shmuel are really coming out the same, that by an Isha that is not Asuka B'tiris, she does not need a Bedika, period, even if she's Ein Leveses. By Isha is Asuka B'tiris, then she needs a Bedika Kaidim Tashmish, even if she's Yesh Leveses. But there's a chilek that by Yeshena, and she has a vessel, then she does not need a bedika kaidim tashvish. Now, in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, we have the third member of Shmuel. And it's going on the Braisa. The Braisa brings a machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chinin ben Antignes. The Rabbi Meir says, a tremendous chumrah, that kol isha she'ein levesis asur l'shamish, period. If an isha's ein levesis, she's also to have tashvish amita. Even if she's bedik right before tashmish, she's bedekas and she sees that she had no dam, but we're afraid that she might have dam b'shas tashmish. So every isha she'ein levesis, she has no zman kavua for a riyah. So how do you know? Every time you have to be afraid that maybe she's having a riyah during tashmish, and mela she's osur to be mishamish, and she gets divorced without a ksuva. That's Rav Meir Shita. Rav Mechiyim and Antignus says, no, she's mishameshes b'shnei edim, hein ifsa hein teknua. She's mishameshes b'shnei edim, Pashas, that means a bedika kaidim and achat tashmish. She needs a bedika both before and after tashmish. If she has a riya by those, if she does find dam on those bedikas, so that's ifsa, that will make that she's tamei. And if she finds a dam on the bedika after tashmish, could be dabi chayim v'karbin, and ashim tali. But hein teknua, if she doesn't have any riyas then, so then she's fine. As long as she does her bedikas. That's the braisa. So here we have the third member of Shmuel, Amr Avirda Amr Shmuel, Halacha Kerab Chinim Ben Antignes, the Halacha Zarechim Chinim Ben Antignes, the Isha She'ein Levesis, is allowed to be married, providing that she does the Bedikas, Kaidim and Achet Hashmish. So the Gemara asks her Shaila, what does this mean? If she's a Sukkah B'Tayris, so Amr Shmuel Chadazimna. Shmuel already said that in a Sukkah B'Tayris, even by Ein Leveses, is Muteris with Bedika. That was the Reb Zeir Amr Rabbi Yeramba Mishmuel. That's what the Gemara is bringing. That Kol Isha Sheyesh Leveses Sarech Livdek, and the Kol Isha Sheyein Leveses Tzrich Livdek. And the Gemara is that tonight by a Sukkah B'Tayris. And therefore, if she's a Sukkah B'Tayris, we already know that she needs a Bedika, and she's Muteris with the Bedika. El and I were talking about she's not a Sukkah B'Tayris, but that doesn't stem with the other Maimer of Shmuel that says, Kol Abal Leboi Bedika. That when she's not a Sukkah B'Tayris, even though she's Ein Levesa, she does not require a Bedika. And here Shmuel's passing like a Pachinim and a Tignais, that she does need a Bedika. So the Gemara answers, Man de Masniha Le Masniha. So Rashi has two Mahalchim in the Rashi, how to understand Man de Masniha Le Masniha. And it's actually a Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi and Tosis and Kama Rishonim learn like one Mahalach, but Rabbeinu Chananel and other Rishonim learn like the second Mahalach, the one that Rashi is Shailu. Rashi is the Mahalach that Rashi likes is, Man de Masniha Le Masniha again means that we're talking about a Sukkah B'Tayris. When Shmuel said, Alachar Chinim and Etignai, said, Isha Shein Leveses is Muteris with Bedika, it's by a Sukkah B'Tayris. And since she's a Sukkah B'Tayris, that's why she needs Bedika. But if she's not a Sukkah B'Tayris, she doesn't need Bedika altogether. So this stems with the other two memories of Shmuel. And Man de Masniha Le Masniha means that why did he say it twice? Because it was two different Amaram that said it B'Shem Shmuel. So Mamela, that's why it came out twice. Now Rashi was bothered that this is Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, and the previous, the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, was also Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, and it's the same Amaram. And there he said that the Mishnah says that she has to be Bedekis before Tashmish is Dafka by a Sukkah B'Tayris, and if she's not a Sukkah B'Tayris, she does not have to be Bedekis, even though she's Ein Levesis. So we have a kasha. Why did Rav Yehuda have to say it twice? Why did Rav Yehuda have to explain that M Mishnah is Dafka by a Sukkah B'Tayris, and also say the Lachas Kamechinim and Antignas? So Rashi answers that there, we're just explaining the Mishnah, and we'll be teaching you halacha that by Eina Asuka B'Tayris, she doesn't need Bedika at all. And the Mishnah says she requires Bedika, but the Mishnah is Dafka by Asuka B'Tayris, by Eina Asuka B'Tayris, she doesn't need Bedika at all. But we didn't really discuss halacha, what's the halacha by Asuka B'Tayris, because we see here Machlekes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chini ben Antignes, what's the halacha when she is Asuka B'Tayris? So here, Shmuel's telling you what the halacha is when she's Asuka B'Tayris, the halacha is like Rabbi Chinim ben Antignes. Taisa says that even though he's teaching you a halacha, which is only negated to Sukkah B'Tayris, l'chayr it's hilchus l'mashicha. Now Taisa says, no, even in the times of Amaron, they were a Sukkah B'Tayris. Like the Gemara said before, chavrayim atkim b'galila, then in the Gaul, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they continued being a Sukkah B'Tayris. Taisa says they still had the Eifah Parah Aduma from the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were able to be a Sukkah B'Tayris. Shmuel had to teach you halacha, what's the din by a Sukkah B'Tayris, that she's muteris, by Isha Shein Levesis, but she needs Bedika. So Lefilis Mahalach, the Rashi and Taisus hold of, and some other Rishainim, it comes out halacha lemaisa, that Hayindig at time when we have no Taharis, and all Anoshim Ein Asukis B'Tayris, they don't require any Bedika at all, Kaidim or Achat Tashmish, period. The whole discussion of Bedikas in the Gemara constantly was Dafka by Asuka B'Tayris, Migli the Boy Bedika L'Tayris, Boynam Bedika L'Bailo. But there is no discussion of Bedika by Nisha She'en Asuka B'Tayris. And that's the first Mahalach in the Sukya. But the second Mahalach is Rashi's second Pshat. The Man de Masniha Le Masniha means that it's a Machlekes what Shmuel held. That Rav Chinin ben Antignes is talking about she's Ein Asuka B'Tayris. It's talking about she's Ein Asuka B'Tayris and still she needs Bedika, because since she's a Isha She'en Levesis, she requires Bedika. We don't know, maybe she has a Riyah. Every time before Tashmish, she needs a Bedika because you want to be Mishamish with her and you don't have a set time for the Riyah, so maybe she had a Riyah. You need a Bedika just to make sure she didn't have a Riyah yet. And after Tashmish, she needs a Bedika because we're afraid that the Tashmish might have stimulated a Riyah. So, mainly, you always need Bedikas. by all Isha Shein Levesis. And Shmuel said earlier that you don't need a bedika. That's a machlekes amiram. Aliba Shmuel man the masni ha le masni ha. That this man the amir, this maimer of Shmuel holds you do need a bedika. So Rashi says that this is a tais, because Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, the same Rav Yehuda, we could easily answer the question from Rav Zera Amr Rav Yehuda Bar Abba, that they are different man the amir than Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda himself said on the Mishnah, Lo yishana l'bisha asuka b'taris, havelisha she'ena asuka b'taris, she doesn't need bedika. And that's talking about even Isha she'ein levesis, because the Isha she'eish levesis, the Mishnah already says it, kol anasha mecheskes tara lebalein. So it's a steer of Yehuda to Rav Yehuda. How could you say man the masniha le masniha? So Rashi says it's a tois. But the Rishenim say that you're going to have to say, l'das derach, and the Rambam, and the other Rishenim that hold of this mahalach in the sugya, that they hold that it's Amaroi Aliba to Rav Yehuda. There were two nuschais in Rav Yehuda Gufa, more Rav Yehuda held. The earlier nuschah held that by Isha she'ein asuka b'tarais, she never needs a bedika, even by Isha she'ein levesis. But this Rav Yehuda holds no. This Rav Yehuda holds halachic rebachinim and antignais, that a Isha she'ein levesis does need a bedika, even though she's not asuka b'tarais. So this is the second mahalach in the sugya. Now, even if you hold this is the pshat in the Gemara, still, halacha, you can hold like Rashi and Tesis, and the Rishonim that go with their pshat, that even if you hold that there are two nischayis in Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, the one in the Afid Aleph and the Beis that says that only by Asuka B'tayra she needs B'dika, but by Eina Asuka B'tayra she does not need B'dika, even Isha She'en Levesis. And you have this Rav Yehuda and Shmuel that says, halacha mechinim and antigis, and we're talking about Eina Asuka B'tayra, but we still don't know that we paskin like this Rav Yehuda. It could be passing like the other Rav Yehuda. And that's Taka the Das of the Smag, and the Sefer Achuma, and the Rekeach, and the Gaius Maimini, that they all hold, the Beis Yosef all brings us down in Siman Kuf Peivav, that they all hold, that even if you're going to learn the Gemara, that there's two Maimers of Shmuel, one Maimer that says that Eina Asuka B'Tarus does not need Bedika, there are Yehuda Mishmuel, and there are Zeir Amri B'Abba Mishmuel, and then there's another Rav Yehuda Mishmuel that says that she does, and it's a machlekes what Rav Yehuda Mishmuel held. So we pass in Lekula, by the Rabbanans, we go Lekula, we pass in Lekula, and we pass in that an Eina Asuka B'Tarus doesn't need Bedika at all. So halacha l'maisa, it will come out the same as it comes out in Rashi. But the Rabbeinu Chananel that the Rishonim bring down, and the Rambam in Yad, they say no. They pass in like this name Rav Shmuel, like Rav Chinin ben Antignes, and they say that an Isha She'en Levesis always needs Bedika, and they need Bedika both Kaidim Tashmish and Acha Tashmish. They need Bedika Kaidim Tashmish because since she's Ein Levesis, so we don't have the Cheskes Tara, we don't know, maybe she has a Riyah, Chazal will not say on the Cheskes Tara, and by Isha She'en Levesis, and by Isha, and after Tashmish they need Bedika because maybe she had a Riyah B'Shas Tashmish. So the Rosh, even though he likes Rashi's pshat better, he thinks Rashi's pshat is the correct pshat, but still he says, Loi Malesi Libi Lachlik Arabeina Chananel. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rosh's daya also that way, even though the Rosh asks a lot of kashas on this daya, but Halacha Lamaisa, he says, it's hard for him to be Mekel. So that is Al-Kabanan, the Psak of the Rach, and what seems to be the Halacha Lamaisa of the Rosh, that a Isha She'en Levesis does need Bedika Kaidim and Acha Tashmish. So that's the second Mahalach of the Sugya. The first Mahalach is that there's no such thing as a Bedika Kaidim and Acha Tashmish except for Isha that's a Sukha B'Taris. And that could be the Pshat that we learn Manda Masniha Le Masniha at the end of Daf Yubayis and Midbayis, like Rashi, that really Shmuel again that said Alachim Him and Tignis was Dafka Togum and a Sukha B'Taris. And all the maimers of Shmuel are consistent. By Asuka B'Tarus, you need Bedika. Perhaps by Yesh Levesis, you don't need a Bedika by Yeshena, but otherwise you need Bedika, Kaidim and Acha Tashmish. And by Eina Asuka B'Tarus, there's no such thing as Bedika altogether. And we have the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, which the Rosh, Lalach Lamaisa, is Cheshish form, and the Rishenim bring, that this Maimer of Shmuel on Yedezim and Beis, Halacha, Pinim, and Antignes, as talking about Eina Suga Bataris, and it goes Kenegan, the other Mamers of Shmuel. And like we said, Kami Rishenim, even according to that Malach of the Gemara, don't paskin like this Mamer, but the Rach and the Rambam do, they paskin that Isha She Ein Leveses needs Bedika Kaidim and Achat Ashmish. Now the Rambam is actually more Machmer. The Rambam has another Chumrah, which in this Chumrah he's a Das Yachit. Because this is all by Isha She Ein Leveses. But Isha She Yesh Leveses, so there, it would seem that there'll be no din, we don't have a makar to any dine bedika klal uchlal. Because vayein asuka b'taris. Because our Mishnah is talking about asuka b'taris. And our Mishnah is going on a isha shiesh levesis. And migu deboy bedika labala, boy nami bedika lataris. And the Mishnah on that tezvav is clear, that kol anoshim mecheskes tara labalein. And that's talking about ayin asuka b'taris. Al kopanim zicha b'yesh levesis. Has to be talking about something. So according to Beinu Chananel and the Rambam, that Isha She'ein Levesis always needs B'dika Levaila, so what does the Mishnah mean, Kol Anoshim Mecheskes Tara Lebaleim? Behechach, you have to say, like the Gemara is Havimina on Daf Yad Aleph Mabez, you have to say Lemaskana, that's by Isha She'esh Levesis. She's Mecheskes Tara Lebaleim, and Isha She'ein Levesis is not. And she needs B'dikas. But we have no Makar so far in the Sugya that Isha She'esh Levesis needs bedikas b'chlal, only by a sukkah b'taris. And a little bit more, the Gemara, on the top of Daf Yud Beis Siman Aleph, says, b'yim ne'erim zeim rev Yehuda isha ma'am shetivdek atzma l'bayla. It shouldn't isha be b'idik herself to a husband, and it means she should be machmer and b'idik herself before the tashmish. Amalei lo tivdek, rev Yehuda who said, lo tivdek, she shouldn't be b'idik. V'tivdek g'mah b'kach, im kein libay neik for your parish. He says, Badafki, you shouldn't be Baidik, because if you're going to be Baidik, then the Baal is going to get nervous, and he won't be Mishamish, and that's no good. So, Mela, Badafka, you shouldn't be Baidik. So, Chayim, it should come out La'alacha, that Isha Sheyesh Levesis never needs any Bedikas, and Adraba, she's also for her, it's the wrong thing for her to be Baidik, Kaidim Tashmish, because there's a problem of Libanek for your prayers. But the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. The Rambam paskins, first of all, he paskins that even Isha Sheyesh Levesis needs Bedika after Tashmish. And our Gemara is only talking about Bedika Kaidim Tashmish. This whole discussion of the Gemara, if she needs Bedika or not, is talking about Kaidim Tashmish. The Mishnah that said, B'shar Sheyveris L'shamish is Besa, is talking about Bedika Kaidim Tashmish. And the Gemara discusses if that Bedika is dafka by asuka b'taris, so even by ena asuka b'taris, al kapanim by ena levesis, even by ena asuka b'taris, she would need a bedika kaidim tashmish. But Agamar is not discussing the bedika of achat tashmish. But what's the makar that you would need a bedika achat tashmish? It's a Mishnah on daf yudalad of an aleph. The Mishnah says like this, derech b'nais yisrael m'shemeshais b'shnei edim, echad loy v'echad lo, v'atznuis m'sakna shlishi l'sakna sabayis. Clearly in the Mishnah we're discussing about Bedikas Achat Tashmish and saying that both the husband and wife should be Bedik themselves after Tashmish and the Tznuas have a third Ein to L'sakin HaSabayis means Kaidim Tashmish. So Rav Yishayim learned up that Mishnah. Now we're talking about Asuka B'taris and the Mishnah is telling you, which our Mishnah didn't say, but the Mishnah is telling you that you need, besides for the Bedika Kaidim Tashmish, you need a Bedika Achat Tashmish. But again, dafka by asuka b'taris. And when it says that snuas m'sakne shlishi l'sakne sabayis, even though if we're talking about asuka b'taris, so she's mechieves to be baidik, so Agamar had a discussion, a similar discussion about that. When the Mishnah and our Mishnah said that a b'shar shiveres shamish is besa, she needs a b'dika, the Gemara called that, Rabbi Yana called that eden shel tznuas. It's the aid, the b'dika cloth of the tznuas. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? She's mechieves to do it. So after a little shakel of Italian, the Gemara says that the tznuos, they don't use the same cloth for two bedikas. Every bedika gets a clean cloth. That way you could see the bedika better. Really, you're not mechieves. You could use the same cloth for different bedikas, for multiple bedikas, but the tznuos have a new cloth. So that's how the Rishonim, Rashi, and Kama Rishonim, that's what it means, that snuas misakne shlishi l'sakne sabayis, to do the actual bedika kaidim tashmish. Everyone has to do it, because we're dealing with a suka b'tayis. And a suka b'tayis, we have the Mishnah on Daf Yud, which says that she's mechiyavasi by the kaidim tashmish. That snuas is the pshat, that they make a new cloth, they have a fresh cloth for it. But the Rambam held not that way. The Rambam held that this Mishnah was talking about an eina suka b'tayis. And this Mishnah is telling you a chiddush, that even, that by eina suka b'tayis, even an isha sheyesh levesis requires bedikas after tashmish. Every isha, whether she's ein levesis or yesh levesis, needs bedikas after tashmish. Tashmish, I guess, is a time where it's old for it to have a riyah. And therefore, everybody needs a bedikah after tashmish. Hu beit shalav, he beit shalai. And this Mishnah, Hatsnuais, have a shlishi, lasak and a sabayis, since we're dealing with Eina Suka Bataris, so she's takinamachliv to do a bedika kaidim tashmish, because this Mishnah is dealing with Yeshlavesis, according to the Rambam. So the Rambam is saying that even Yeshlavesis, there is a inyan of bedika, a tznois, a yresh shemayim, is by the kaidim tashmish. So two chumras, the Rambam is bringing in more than we already have from Abayna Chananel and the Rishayna Ma'im de Bishitasa, because they're only saying it by Isha She'en Levesis. That Isha She'en Levesis, Rav Chinim and Tignes is saying, Isha She'en Levesis, we have no idea about Harias. We have to be Chayshish both, that you'll have Haria before Tashmish, so you have to be Baidik before, and we have to be Chayshish, that she had Haria B'Shas Tashmish, so you have to be Baidik afterwards. But Isha She'esh Levesis is B'Cheskis Tara, and she doesn't have to be baidik, and also she shouldn't be baidik. And the Rambam is saying two chumris, which he got from the Mishnah on Daf Yadalin. He did not learn the Mishnah's tum and asuka b'tayris. The Mishnah's tum and ain't asuka b'tayris. And the male of the Mishnah's tum and even Isha she'esh levesis. And the male of the Mishnah is saying that even Isha she'esh levesis first is mechiyevis to be baidik, her and her husband after Tashmish, and that's nuois a baidikaidim tashmish. So the Ravid already asked like on the Rambam. But Rav Yehuda, he says, who's the biggest tzaddik, the biggest Yirei Shemayim, instructed Rav Zeir B'Dafka not to be baidik. So how can you say that the tznuois have to be baidik? So the Ramban and other Rishayim answer that the Rambam would have to learn this Gemara similar to the next Gemara. That the discussion wasn't the bedika kaidim tashmish, the discussion was a bedika immediately after Tashmish. Who you have to be baidik after Tashmish, that's clear. But the question is immediately after Tashmish. Because if you're baidik immediately after Tashmish, so then you'd be mechayev, the husband, the Hashem Tali, or if you're mekaneach right afterwards, you can mechayev and mechatas. And the question is, let's do that to see, was there any dam b'shas Tashmish? In order that in case there was, you'll know to be mechapi, you'll know to do tshuva on it. So now he said, no, but Dafka, don't do it, because there's going to be a problem of Liba Neikva Yupayrish. So the Bedikas Achatashmish should preferably be at enough time that even if there is Dam, you wouldn't know that there was Dam B'Shash Tashmish. You wouldn't be Chayav Achatas or Anashim Tali. The Chazaka would tell you that it's later, so there wouldn't be a problem of Liba Neikva Yupayrish. But Kaidim Tashmish, the Rambam holds that there is a Tznias, the Tznuas, should be by the kaidim tashmish. But like we said, that's a das yachid. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Pei Vav, and Sif Aleph, he says first, Minastam, Isha she'esh levesis kavuah, does not need a bedika altogether. The Adarabba, Ein lelivdik b'fnei ba'ala b'shas tashmish, k'dei sho'ele b'niba nekfei. And then he brings the sheet to the Rambam as a das yachid. The Rambam Zal has mechayiv a bedika acha tashmish, for both her and her husband. And according to the Rambam, the tznuos should be baidik even kaidim tashmish. And the Rama says, usori shaynihi ikke v'cheinagu, like we said, the Rambam's a das yachid. But by ein levesis, the Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days. We'll get to the first day of the Shulchan Aruch soon. But he brings down that the Rambam and the Rosh hold that you need bedika kaidim and achet tashmish. And that's not a das yachid. Rabbeinu Chanan also holds that way. The Rishaynim bring both. That there is such a day. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah do not bring the day of Rashi and Tesis. And like we said, Kama Rishenim, the Sefer HaTrumah, the Smag, the Rekeach, the Gois Maimini, and Shaini bring the Reshbam, that hold that a Isha She'en Levesis does not need a Bedika altogether. But the Shach brings it. But the Shulchan Aruch brings a fourth day in the Sugya. As we have 3 days, we have the day that you bechlal don't need any Bedikas by Ein HaSugya B'Tayres, even by Ein Levesis, period. And every Bedika in the Gemara that's discussed is talking about a Sukkah B'Tayres, or maybe even if Shmuel, there was a Maimer of a Pchinin Ben Antignus, that's not a Sukkah B'Tayres, you don't pass in that way. We have a day by Isha She'en Levesis, you need Bedika Kaidim Menachet Tashmish like a Pchinin Ben Antignus. That's the Das of the Rach and the Rambam, but the Das of the Rach is that by Isha She'esh Levesis, she doesn't need a Bedika altogether, and she shouldn't be by the Kaidim Tashmish, they shall lay a Liba Neik for your parish. And we have the day of the Rambam, that's machme, even by Isha She'esh Levesis, that she needs two bedikas, the Baal and the Isha both need a bedika achatashmish, that kol noshim mecheskes tayla b'leim is dafka kaidim tashmish, and the tznuis should be baidik kaidim tashmish, even by Isha She'esh Levesis, that's a dasa Rambam. So the Rishayim bring a fourth day of the Rif. The Rif, whose Hilchas Nida is primarily in Masechta Shavuos, the Rif brings down, does not bring down much about this sugya. It brings down the brisa that's brought on the bottom of Daf Yebezim and Aleph, Chamorin u'Poyelim Habon Yebeza Evel Yebeza Mishta, that donkey drivers, workers, people coming from Yebeza Evel Yebeza Mishta, the Sheimlem Becheskes Tara. So their wives are Becheskes Tara u'Bon v'Shoinim o'im Bein Yishenu Zuein Eres. And whether they're sleeping or awake, they do not need any bedika. Now, in this Gemara, it's mavura that that's, Bryce is talking about shidera sukkah b'tares, but it's talking about their yesh lahen vesis. So therefore, that's why yeshenis don't need a bedika. That's what we explained before, that yeshenis, even by sukkah b'tares, don't need a bedika by yesh lahen. And eres was a kasha. And the Gemara says an interesting teretz, kevin shetava emlach bedika g'dayla mizu. That when they're preparing for the Tashmish, that's called the Bedika because she's now thinking, did she have a Riyah or not? And Taisis and the Rishayim explain, so why don't you say that all the time? If a Tviya blibes a Bedika because when they're preparing for the Tashmish, she starts thinking if she had a Riyah, so what does it mean that she needs a Bedika? You always have a Tviya. So Rishayim explain that it's only when somebody's coming from out of town, the Chamarim, the Payalim, the Baal Mibesa Mishnu, Besa Evil, so there the Mayrich Beritzui. They spend time before Tashmish, and during the time they're being Mayrich Beritzui, that's a time where the Isha starts getting nervous, and her mind automatically goes and considers all the possibilities of her being Anida, and if there was any possibility she's Anida, she'd remember. Mashayin Kain, if he is in town, he's not coming from a faraway place, like the Chamorim and Poyelim and the Bami Beis HaMishter Beis HaEvel. So B'derech Klal, there is no Arichus in the Ritzi B'chlal, he's just Boel Miyad, and therefore, she doesn't have time to think if she had a Riyah or not, and that's why she needs a Bedika. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara is learning that we're talking about a Sukkah B'Tares, and the reason why Yeshena is Mutter is because she's Yesh Levesis, and the reason why Eira is Mutter is because since the Chamorim and Poyelim, the Bami Beis HaMishter Beis HaEvel, they're being Mayrech Bepius, and therefore, she's going to remember Eilach B'dik G'day L'mizu. But when the Rif brings it, he doesn't explain anything. So the Rishayim is saying, Stama Kippirushay, the Rif's trying to say that there's no such thing as any B'dikas altogether. He doesn't bring any B'dikas, and the only thing he really brings is this Braisa. He means to say with this Braisa that there is no Din B'dika, even by Isha She'en Levesis. But the thing is, he brings the Gemara with Abchinim ben Antignes, and he brings Shmuel, that says, Alachka Abchinim ben Antignes, that says that Meshameshish B'shnei Edim, and Zeri Tikkun of Zeri Yivsusa. And he says, I explained this Gemara in Ksuvis, in Perek Alman and Izainis, that's where I explained this Gemara. And you look there in Perek Alman and Izainis, and there he says, as a pshat in this brisa, v'mshim shebishnei edim, echad loy ve'echad lo, shloy shepam v'nim sedam ve'echad mem, harei in tikuna v'harei kechol hanoshim. And she's mishamish three times with this bedika, with two cloths, one for him, one for her. So then she becomes like every other isha, and that's the takana. And he says, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmu, halacha Rav Chinin ben Antignes. So the Rishaynim, the Ramban and Lachamas there in Ksuvis, and the Rishaynim here, the Ramban and other Rishaynim here in Chedushim, they say the Rif had a new pshat in Rav Chinin ben Antignes. That the Rif had a pshat that Rav Chinin ben Antignes did not mean that her whole life she has to be Baidik, Kaidim and Achet Hashmish because she's a Isha She'en Levesis. No, that wouldn't shtim. Since she's not a Sukkah B'tares, she does not have to be Baidik. But he means something else. He means when you have an Isha She'en Levesis, we have to be afraid that maybe she's a Rayyidah Machmas Tashmish. Just like Rabbi Meir says she's Asati Mishamish altogether. Because maybe she'll be a Rayyidah Machmas Tashmish. So Rav Chinin ben Antignes is also afraid of the same thing. He's afraid by every Isha She'en Levesis that maybe she's a Rayyidah Machmas Tashmish. But he doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir that you have to say that she's also a Baal Olam. That's too chomer. But you have to go and check to see if she's a Rayyidah Machmas Tashmish. And if you check, if you see that she is a Rayyidah Machmas Tashmish, that's Ivisusa. That's going to be my officer. She'll be established as a Rayyidah Machmas Tashmish, not like the way Rashi learns, Heinen Ivisua means she'll become Tameh. That's not the point. Heinen Ivisua means that she'll be established as a Rayyidah Machmas Tashmish, and then she'll be a Surah Levaila, she'll takibi teitze shaloi v'ksuva. Mashenkein, if Ayidei Bedika, you establish that she's not a Rayyidah Machmas Tashmish, and three times is good enough for that. If you have three times she's Mashamish, and she didn't have Dam, so that's a chazaka that she's an Einer Rayyidah Machmas Tashmish. To answer the Rosh's kasha, how is it Muzik? Tari says, we don't know for sure that she won't punk Tavariyah B'Shas Tashmish, that's not the point. But the point is, we're only chayshish that maybe the Tashmish B'davka makes her into a Raya. So after three times, we know it doesn't. So she know that she's not a Raya Damach Tashmish. Hey, Nintikunel, Vareya Kechol Anoshim. That's how the Rif learned up Rav Chinin ben Antignes. Now there's a big problem a little bit. So how do you learn the Shakla B'tayr of the Gemara? What did the Gemara want with the Suka B'tayrus and Eina Suka B'tayrus and Amr Shmuel, Kol Abal Leboye B'dika? So Be'erich the Ramban learns, and the Gemara's kasha was like this. If Shmuel learned that it's Tung Mena Suka B'tayrus, and then it wouldn't just be three times, it would be your whole life. So Amr Shmuel Chad Zimna. And if Shmuel learned it's Eina Suka B'tayrus, and he meant three times, so then we have a kasha from the Lashon of Kol Labayim Leboyim Bedika, that sounds like she doesn't need Bedika altogether, not even three times. So now we say, Man de Masniha le Masniha, that the one that said in Shmuel, Kol Labayim Leboyim Bedika, that wouldn't stem with this Shmuel that says, Al Kapadim, you need three times the Bedika. But the site of Rav Chinin ben Antignes, the site of Heinin Tikunea, Heinin Ivsusa, means that you need bedikas three times. Now, be'etzim, the lashon of the Rif is mashma, that you don't need a bedika kaidim tashmish. You just need a bedika l'acha tashmish. Because the words of Rav Chinin ben Antignes is v'shemesh is ve'edim, that she needs shnei edim, two cloths. And the Rif says it means one for her and one for her husband. And l'chaya, if all we're doing is trying to establish that she's not a rayadam achmas tashmish, and be'etzim, we're not requiring Yisha She'en Levesis to be Baidik, Kaidim Tashmish. Because we're not afraid that she's Stam Hadariya. And now we give her a Cheskes Tara, even though she's a Yisha She'en Levesis. We're just afraid of one thing, that the Tashmish itself causes a Riyah. So the Chayah, there shouldn't be any necessity for a Bedika, Kaidim Tashmish. And that's how some Rishonim learn. The Maaseh, the Beis Yosef doesn't hold the way. The Beis Yosef holds that he does need a bedika kaidim tashmish, a little bit shver why. But that's the mahalach of the Rif, according to Akopanim, Rav Rishenim. So that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that Isha Sheyesh Leveses does not need a bedika, and Adarabba, she should not do a bedika kaidim tashmish, and the Rambam holds that she does need a bedika achat tashmish, and the Tznuos are bedika kaidim tashmish, and that the Rambam says we don't pass them like the Rambam. And then by Isha She'en Levesis, the Shulchan Aruch says Minastam that she needs a Bedika three times. That's the Rif. Because the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, goes with the three Amudei Arah, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. So all the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Smag, the Sefer Chumash, the Rekeach, the Gois Maimini, all the Rishonim, the whole, you don't need Bedikas altogether, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring, they're not from the three Amudei Arah, but he brings Menastam, the Din, that you need three Bedikas, because that's the Rif. And then he says, and the Rambam and the Rosh hold, by Isha Shein Levesis, that she does need Bedika, Kaidim Menachet Hashmish, more than three times. But the Shach brings the Deah that she doesn't need Bedika at all, even three times. Now the Shach says that in the Rif also. Because the Shach says he's very bothered. Why the Rif do that? Why the Rif say, I'll explain it in Ksuvis? What does it belong in Ksuvis for? It belongs here in Ida. In Ksuvis we're discussing if she has a Ksuva. If Isha Shein Levesis has a Ksuva, fine. But the Ikid Din that she needs Bedika is the Din in Hilchas Nida, not in Hilchas Ksuvis. So why didn't the Rif bring it where he discusses Hilchas Nida in Shvuas? Why did he tell you he's going to discuss it in Ksuvis and tell you in Ksuvis the Din? And also, he's bothered, he didn't necessarily have the Rishayim's chat. He's bothered with the Shach Levitayah of Agamara, that Agamara is not Mashmur, we're talking about three times. Because why does the Gemara say that there's a kasha of kol abal leboi bedika, what's so shver? Ene chinam you don't need bedika, but you need bedika for three times. Why is that so shver? So to answer this kasha, the Shach says a new pshat in the Rif. And the Shach says that even according to the Rif, she doesn't need bedika three times altogether. What the Rif's saying that she's bedik three times is that a husband that marries a woman and finds out she doesn't have a vesis. So the husband says, I don't want a isha she'in levesis. I'm afraid. Maybe she's a reyamach mustashmish. I want to divorce her without a ksuva. Rameh says, yes, no problem. Divorce her without a ksuva. She might be a reyamach mustashmish. Now, Chimin Tignes says, no. You have a right to check. You have a right to see. But you have to check. You can't just divorce her. You have to check. You have to check three times. If you check three times and you see she's a reyamach mustashmish, so then divorce her without a ksuva because it's into eight. If you check three times and you see she's not a reyamach mustashmish, so then you cannot divorce her without a ksuva. But there is no chiv to check three times. It's only for mominus. You want to divorce her without a ksuva. The only way you could do it is like they checking three times. V'heinin tikuna heinin of susa. That's the Shach's pshat in the Rif. And that explains why the Rif only said it in ksuvas, why he didn't say it in Nida. It's not negei hilchas Nida. And that explains the Gemara, because Shavachim and Antignus is essentially saying she's Materis without Bedika. He only says you need Bedika for the Mamanis, for the Ksuva. So when Shmuel says Alachim him and Antignus, he's essentially saying that you really don't need Bedika. So that's why the Shach saying the Rif also holds Halacha L'maisa, that you don't need Bedika altogether, like Rashi Tesis and the Kamar Shainim that go L'shitasam. And the Shach also brings a Sefer Baal Nefesh L'Ravid, who says similar, but he doesn't say anything about Mammon. He just says that Avad the Rif doesn't hold that you need Bedika for three times. The three times is only if there's a Reisa. Normally, Isha Shein Levesis doesn't need any Bedikas altogether, but in case she happens to be that there was one time she had a Riyamach Mustashmish, and she's named Levesis, so now you have a Reisa. So now you need three times to fend for the Reisa. Maybe she's a Reyamach Mustashmish. You need three times to establish that she's not. But if there's no Reisa, the Rif holds you don't need Bedikas altogether. So there is a Shitas Rishenim in the Rif, the Raivin, that holds also like the Shach, Halacha L'maisa, that you don't need Bedikas altogether, like Kamer Rishenim. But since the Shulchan Aruch was Seisim, that you do need Bedika three times, the general trend in the Achreinim of the Paiskim is, like the Apsak, that you need Bedika three times like the Rif. Like the Rishonim in the Rif. And now I want to say over Rechavah's Das, which is coming to answer two of the kashas we have on the Rambam and on the Rif. Not necessarily on the Rif, on the Rebbeinu Chananu. Which we already said, the Rishonim have terutzim for these kashas. But this is another teretz from the Rechavah's Das, from the Achreinim. And also, there's a chiddush in the Chavis Das, which I think is mukhrich. I think it's taka richtig and emes l'chuli alma. And it's a chiddush ladina. Now, the two kashas he wants to answer is, first, the Rambam that holds that even Isha Sheyesh Levesis, the Tznuos are Beidik before Tashmish. That's how wins the Mishnah Naf Yadal, like we explained. And the kasha was, the Ravid's kasha, Nev Yehuda, that was a tzaddik she'en kamaisai did not allow Reb Zeira to do that. What's the pshat? We already said that the Rishonim say that you're going to have to learn that Gemara is talking about a bedika achat tashmish, but just right after tashmish. But that's kemuvin, somewhat of a deichik. And the other kasha, Rashi's kasha, that if you're going to say that Reb Shmuel that said alacha k'Reb Chinah ben Antignos means a isha she'ena asuka b'taris, a man the masni hol masni hol attacker doesn't stim with Reb Zeir Amir Viva Amram Shmuel, but how does it stim with Reb Yehuda Shmuel? It's where Reb Yehuda Shmuel saying alacha k'Reb Chinah ben Antignos, and we're talking about ena asuka b'taris lefidus pshat. Reb Yehuda Amir Shmuel himself said that our Mishnah is dafka by a suga b'taris, but not by ena suga b'taris. The Rishonim already answer, it's a maroi ninu aliba de Rav Yehuda, but that's also somewhat of a deichik. So the Chav Ezda says the following teretz. We have earlier on daf, Heyam and Aleph that says that a bedika has to be that she's machneses l'chorin u'lestokin. And that's why the Gemara had said that the age lefnei tashmish doesn't work, because she's mehuma lebesa, she's not machneses l'chayin u'lestokin, that a bedika has to be machnes l'chayin u'lestokin. But zog dechav is das, that that's only by isha, and it's a suka b'taris. Mashengi by isha she'ena suka b'taris, which was saying, my kamri she'enim, al gaponim by ein levesis, you need a bedika kaidim and achet hashmish, and according to the Rambam, even by yesh levesis, you need a bedika achet hashmish. But the ena suka b'taris, zog dechav is das, that's klor, that you do not need a bedika schar nistakim. And he says, the Beis Yosef says it clearly, the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav says that the only time you need bedika schar nistakim is a bedika of a hefsek tyre and a bedika of shiv and a kiyam. And the Rashba says that in Teres of Bayis b'shem derivet. And the way they know it is, because the Gemara is saying by chamorim and payalim, like we explained before, that since the marba beritzui, since the tava, ein lach bedika g'day l'mizu. Now, where's the bedika schar nistakim? So he says like this. He says, why do you need bedikas schar nistakim? You need bedikas schar nistakim because, the Rashba says, because there might be dam stuck there. In other words, he's saying that the kaisle beis harechem are maimed dam. Now we had early in the Gemara in Dav Gimel Medbeis, we had a svara that the reason why beis hillel is not metamin l'mafreya, because the im isa david dam mi'ikara hava osi. If there would have been dam earlier, it would have come. And Beis Shammai says that the kaisle beis harechem amaymed the dam. Now we're only chayshish that the kaisle beis harechem amaymed the dam legabe taharis. Legabe taharis we're chayshish for that, and that's why we need a bedika of chayin istakim. Masha'en kain legabe, if we're not discussing taharis, we're not chayshish for that. So how come by a hefsek taram and by zayin ikiyim you need chayin istakim? So the Chavis Dash brings the Taisis and Nav Gimel that it works together with Cheskes Tara. You need a Cheskes Tara together with the Svara that Kaisli Beserechem Leimuk Midam. So that's why by a Hefsek Tara and by Zayin Nikim, you don't have the Cheskes Tara, and therefore you need a Bedika of Chayin Estakim. But a Bedika of the Ish that's Eina Suka B'Tares, which does have a Cheskes Tara, that you would definitely not need a Bedika of Chayin Estakim. And the raya is, like we said, because cave in the tav, ain lach bedika gedel lemizu, that's not a bedika schar nistakim. What you're checking for is that maybe she's having a period right now. So all you need is to take a cloth, be mekanech, hold it there like he says, kashir vesis, and that's the bedika. So when our Mishnah says that she has to be bedik, and we're talking about isha, it's a suka b'taris. And for a suka b'taris, we're afraid of tumul amafreya. For a suka b'taris, we're afraid of tumul amafreya. Of the dam that's hanging around in the Chayin Estakin. And if you have a Migah de Boy B'dika L'Tayris, Boy B'dika L'Bailas, also B'dika of Chayin Estakin. So if Yehuda said, that you don't need when she's Ein HaSukah B'Tayris. But he didn't discuss if maybe you need a regular Kinuach, maybe you need a B'dika Kala, not a B'dika Chayin Estakin, if you didn't discuss that. Rav Yehuda is just discussing the Bedika of a Mishnah. The Bedika of a Mishnah is the Bedika Schar Nistakim. The Bedika of a Mishnah, that you don't have when you ain't a Sukkah B'Tayris. But maybe a Bedika of non-Chayu Nistakim, a Kinuach Ba'alma, maybe you do have it. Rav Yehuda didn't say one way or the other. And that explains also why when Agamara asked the Kasha from Rav Yehuda and Shmuel here, Lachar Yehuda and Antignos, The Gemara only asks from Reb Zeir. Why do we ask Reb Yehuda on Reb Yehuda itself? So like the Chavis asks, because Reb Zeir is talking about that you don't need a bedika altogether. Because Reb Zeir said that a isha she ein levesis has to be baidik. He didn't say how much he has to be baidik. And he asked the Makasha, what about a isha she eish levesis? And he made the chilig of Eir and Yeshena. He didn't make the chilig of a sukkah b'taris. Vayistais by a sukkah b'taris, there's no chilig between a isha she eish levesis and ein levesis. And we know that a isha she eish levesis needs nothing. That's the Mishnah. Kol anashim v'cheskes tayel b'leim. That everyone holds that a isha she eish levesis al kapanim needs absolutely no bedik altogether. So they're saying klar that even a isha she'ein levesis needs nothing altogether. Now, Pchinim and Antignus also didn't say chayin istakim. He said mishemeshes mishne edim. Because that's the halacha. Anytime you're not a sukkah b'tayris and you don't have the cheskes tuma, you don't need chayin istakim. So that's why Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda is b'chalal not shver. The Gemara didn't ask it, and it's not shver b'chalal. Rav Yehuda, the first member of Rav Yehuda is saying that a isha she'ein asukah b'tayris doesn't need chayin istakim. Only isha asukah b'tayris needs chayin istakim. And this Rav Yehuda is saying that a isha she'ein levesis does need a bedika, not chayin istakim, a bedika of kinuach. But Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Yirmi Abba Meshmul, which said that a isha she'eish levesis and isha she'ein levesis is exactly the same, and we know that a isha, except the difference in Eir and Yeshena, and we know that a isha she'eish levesis doesn't need any bedika at all, the cheskes tayel b'leim. So he's saying that a isha she'ein levesis doesn't need any bedika. So that, and Zag the Chavis Das, and now we can answer the Rambam. Because when Rav Zeira asked Rav Yehuda, he was asking about a bedikah schar in a stocking. He was asking about a bedikah schar in a stocking. A bedikah schar in a stocking, there you have libanek for your parish. Because he goes and makes the whole extensive bedikah. So you have the story of libanek for your parish, he must have felt something. Or other stories who shine him say, we'll get to that Bez Hashem. But just the kinuah of Ba'alma, there's no libanek for your parish in the kinuah of Ba'alma. And that's why the Rambam says that even Isha Sheyesh Levesis should do a kinuach, the tznuah should do a kinuach before tashmish. So even though the Rishayim are saying different terutzim to the kashas, but the etzim anocha that he's saying, that the bedikas that we're discussing in Asugya are not bedikas chayin istakim, they're just a regular kinuach, because we're not afraid of the kaisei besarechim mekim dam. We're just being bedik to make sure she's not having a riyah right now. That lechayir is muchach, like he brought. The Beis Yosef said that only bedikas Hefsek Tyrin Zainakim in Chayin Estakin. And he said, the Rambam's Lashon Keseder, in these Bedikas, he Seder calls them Mekaneches. He Keseder says again and again, when the Rambam discusses the Bedika, that a Isha She'ein Levesis does Kaidim and Achet Hashmish, and the Isha She'eish Levesis, he always has to do even Achet Hashmish, and it's Nuah should do it Kaidim Tashmish. The Rambam Keseder says Mekaneches. Kinuach, not Chayin Estakin. So the Chavis Das says, since it's so easy to do this bedika, he doesn't see why we shouldn't do it to be chayshish with Yishayim that hold that way. The Pesach Tshuva brings this Chavis Das, but the way it's mutig in the Pesach Tshuva, it's a tais. I'm not sure if it's a tais safer in the Pesach Tshuva, or it would seem then it would be shalei bediyuk. But the Pesach Tshuva brings the Chavis Das and says that even the ones that hold, you don't need a bedika, they're only saying you don't need a bedika schar in the stocking. But they're also masking that you need a kinuach. That's incorrect. What the Chavis Das is saying, if you don't need a bedikah, the Rishayna that hold you don't need a bedikah, don't need a bedikah altogether. He's saying the Rishayna that hold you do need a bedikah, that bedikah that you do need is a bedikah's kinuach, it's not a bedikah's chayin istakin. And like Israel, the ikaraya is the Lashon around Mekaneches, the svara that we don't say kaisel beserechel lemaikim dam legabi chulin al kapanim when you have the cheskes tara, and the gemara that says that kevin shatava ein lechabdika gedel lemizu, that's not a bedikas chayin istakin. And now a few aris on the seder of the sugya, on the ikad din that a sukkah betares is mechieves also to be by the kaidim tashmish, and the gemara says kus migui the boy bedikal betares boy nami bedikal lebailo. Rishayim bring down from Rashi, the Rajba says the Lashon, that they say it, Mishmashal Rashi, that the Bedika that you do lifnei Tashmish, you don't have to look at it till the next morning. Because Be'etzim, Kol Nashim Mecheskes Tarel Balayim, particularly Isha She'esh Levesis, and according to Rashi, even Isha She'ein Levesis, it's only a Sukkah B'Taris that needs a Bedika, so the Bedika is not necessary for the Tashmish, the bedik is only for tyrus. Rashi hears success mashma that way, because Rashi says, migu deboy bedik le tyrus. Rashi says, la'acha tashmish, shemiros la'acha tashish machmas tashmish, boy na bedik le bail lefne tashmish. What's it coming to be meisif on the Gemara lefne tashmish? But it's not mamish mucher, but Rashi really does say it mefurish. In the second paragraph on the Mishnah and Daf Tez Zayin, where Beishame says, Shichav Beis Edom al Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish, and Rashi says, Ulamacha Ta'ayim Behem. And Rashi says, Sai Koin to Beishame, Sai Koin to Beisil is not a problem, the Bedik is only L'chaim Metahiris. Tezan Daf Yid Zayin Usa L'chaim is Mefurish that way. But the Rishayim argue, the Rishayim say that's not Mashma that way. Nigu the boy Bedik L'tayris, boy Nami Bedik L'Baila, why is it called a bedika lebaila? It should say migu that you need a bedika sharchas v'arvis v'taris. So they said there's another bedika v'taris kaidim tashmish. But if you don't have to look at it to be mishamish, so it's not a bedika lebaila. It's not a bedika for the tashmish b'chalal. But Darach Lener, he wants to answer that the bedika is for the balance taharis. Al tse isser being baal neither they were matshach bedika. As the chayim of Tahiris, if the Baal was bail her when she was in Nida, so he's tame for 7 days, let's bail Nida. So also, any Tahiris he touches will be tame, and also he can't eat Tahiris. So boyin ayin bedika lebaila means, as the Tahiris for the Baal, that you should check if the Baal is considered a bail Nida, if he's tame, and he'll have to be Pirish, he'll have to be Taival, he'll have to become Tar, he won't be able to touch Tahiris. But the Ramban and the Rashba, other Rishayim hold that Migu Deboi Bedika L'Tayres, Boi Na Bedika L'Baila means for the Issa Nida. That since she's Rogel B'Tayres, and Chazal wanted it to be Beidik Al Sechayim of Tayres, they didn't want the Tayres to become Tummy, that's what they wanted to be Beidik. Once she's an Isha, it's Regila Livdike, so they said you should also be Beidik for the Issa Nida, for the Issa of Tashmish, to the Issa of Bail Nida. And then, of course, the bedika would need that you'd have to actually examine the cloth before the tashmish. And now one more inyan in the sugya. We had mentioned before the Gemara, Aboy Miner Abzeim Rav Yehuda Isha Mar Shativ Degatzpa Labaila. And the Gemara is asking, even if she's not Mechievis, maybe she should do it anyway. The Rishayna Mamaz B'dekasha, that Ishaila was like this. Is it the pshat that really Chazal were Cheshish, that maybe she's a Nida? But they were makel, that you don't have to be Baidik, so then it would be kedai for a Baal Nefesh to be Baidik. Or, the pshat is no, there is no chash, it's tam a chayme by Taharis. A chayme a maila ba'alma by Taharis to be Baidik, and then migi de boi bedik la Taharis, boi manam bedik la ba'alma. But there's really no chash, so if you're not a suga by Taharis, there's no din to be Baidik b'chlal. And he answered no, and the question was a tivdik of Mabakach, and he said, I'm can't leave a neck for you perish. So the shaila is, why is it libe neik for your perish? The Ramban says that lefi Rashi, that you don't look at the cloth till the next morning, could be the pshat is you don't even have a ner to look at the cloth. So then he says he understands the libe neik for your perish. You can have the bedika, and who knows, maybe he'll be mishamish, and the next morning you'll find out that she's a nida. So maybe you won't want to be bail, and maybe it's not really so possible to check the cloth at night. So now we understand what's liba neik for your parish. But lefi rishayim, lefi ramban that nemzon that the din of bedika means to look at the cloth. So why should it be parish? She'll be baidik. He'll look at the cloth. I mean, if she is a nida, so of course he'll be parish. He should be parish. And if she's not a nida, why would he be parish? So the ramban says, and once you're being baidik, so then he'll be afraid that maybe he's not seeing it so well. Maybe the nair is not bright enough. Or maybe he'll ask her, did you really do the Chayin Nistakim completely? Maybe she didn't do the Chayin Nistakim good enough. He'll already start thinking that maybe this Bedika is not being done good enough. You tell her not to be Baidik altogether, so then it won't be Payrish, it won't be Libinekfer. But once you start with the Bedikas, you tell him that he should really be making Bedikas. So then, even after the Bedika, he's wondering, did he do the Bedika properly? He'll be Payrish. That's the Ramban's Pshat. And then the Ramban brings the Rach's Pshat, which Tesis brings. And no, we're not really scared that the bedik is not done properly. But if the isha is baidik, so he'll wonder, why is the isha being baidik? There's no chiv to be baidik. Elamai, it must be that she really thinks that maybe she is a nida. She must have felt something. which is making her suspect that she's a Nida. So even though she's being bathing and can't find it, but he thinks if she felt something, so maybe it's there, we just can't find it. So it's two pshatim. One pshat there, Ramban is saying that if he's going to be Baidik, so then maybe after he starts being Baidik, he's going to wonder if the bdika wasn't done properly. But the Rash pshat is no, there is no shash that the bdika is not done properly. The shash is that maybe he'll think if she's being Baidik, so it must be she had a Ria, and now she's being Baidik, it's not around anymore. It's not around. We're doing the bdika as good as you could do it, but it's not around anymore. So the place can bring down the Rach's pshat. Could be they didn't have the Ramban. And they say in Chiddush, the crazy place, he says, it's a Shulchan Aruch Harav, that let's say it's only a problem of Libay Nekfe if the Isha is Baidik without the Baal instructing it to do so. But if the Baal instructs it to be Baidik, then you don't have a problem with Libay Nekfe Yipayrish. So in case of Baal wants that every time the wife should be Baidik, there's no kpeid of liba nekfei apayrish. The kpeid was on the isha. Should the isha do it on her own? That is a kpeid that the Baal is going to think what she's being baidik for must be that she's a nida. Mashiachin, if the Baal instructs it to be baidik, there's no problem. The crazy placey and the Shulchan Aruch have said this halacha lemaisa. But like we said, according to the other pshat and Ramban, so even the Baal instructing to be baidik, you shouldn't do. And also, later in the sugya, the Gemara asks the Shaila, the Gemara had brought that brisa that says, that Chamor and Upoyalim, the Abom Mibes Evel, Beis Mishnah, the Shalem Cheskes Tara, Ubon Vashenim and Bain Shainers Bain Eres. And the Gemara says, Omle, a popular of Malam Mevet Kaimas Nisa. Should we do like this brisa? Omle, Sudni Loi, the Meganya Bape, you shouldn't do like this brisa because she's Meganya Bape if you do a Bedika. So there's a shaila, you take a look at Rashi, and don't be marach, exactly what does the sugya mean? What was the shaila? What was the answer? And Taisus talks about it. And Taisus had it sad to learn that it meant that should you be matzich her to do bedika, even though she's not mechieves to do bedika. That was like the first pshat in Rashi. And Taisus says it can't be that that's the pshat, because why did he have to say that the reason why not to do it is because megani bape, typically it's leave an ache for you perish. So the chidin alachis from the Sidrei Tara says that maybe you could learn that subshat in the Gemara, but the reason why you don't have Liba Nekvi Apayrish is like what we said, B'shem the Kresi Uplaisi, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chidolach also is Mechana to it, and said that here the question was, should the Baal do it? Should the Baal instruct them to do it? And that's how he also wants to learn that they asked the wives of Rapapa and Avinu Bei Beshua that when you came in Bei Rav, or they matzach you Bedika, and they said no. And what was the shaila? They'll be matzach with them bedika. What happened to liba neik for your payrish? The Teretz is, the question was, they asked the wives, did they instruct you to do bedika? So then you don't have liba neik for your payrish. But al kapanim, the chidr alachis is being ma'ari the santaisis. He says, luli divra taisis, that's what he would learn. So shtickle the mashmais is that taisis didn't learn this way. It sounds like taisis is ending on that even if the Baal instructs the isha to be bedik, well, why to be liba neik for your payrish? Maybe it's not slay plug. Or maybe the pshat is that even though he told her to be baidik, but still, maybe the fact that she listened to him, maybe the fact that she didn't answer, why do I have to be baidik? I know I didn't have a riyah. I didn't feel any riyah. So that alone would make him suspicious that she felt the riyah. Basically, but I'll upon him. Now, chreinim, the crazy place, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and here the Sidrei Tara from the Chidei Lachas, they all are ending on that the pshat is like the rach, because why would she be baidik if she didn't see? So if the Baal instructs her to be baidik, you won't have libanek for your parish.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.